with Bill Monroe.
Johns?
Oh. Bill was, well, I heard more, you'd hear more stories. See, Earl Scruggs and I toured together for a couple of years and cut an album together and became really good friends, but he had the stories about Monroe. They were really funny. But no, Bill always, when he came to L.A. one time, he had Del McCurry with him and playing that time, and he said to us, how'd you boys get on that TV show? How'd you get on that Andy Griffith show? Because he was trying to find an angle there, you know. He wanted to know how he could come to Hollywood and get on one of those shows. I said, well, it was luck, circumstance, you know, timing. It wasn't anything brilliant. And I remember the last time we flew to England, Bill, he was, I wish at his age I still had that drive and that that passion he had for the music and the writing. It was 3 a.m, we're flying on Iran Air, and there was about 200 of us on that plane from Nashville because we were doing the Mervyn Kahn Festival. Bill was sitting behind me, and I was so tired, and I'd start to drift off, and he'd go, Hey, Dillard, what do you think of this? And he'd sing me a line of the song. And I'd go back to state. Hey, Dillard, did you know that old gal used to live down there in Secaucus, Missouri? No. Hey, Dillard, do you remember the time? And he would do this all the way, and it was... And that was Bill, because he loved the moment. He loved life. That's what I saw. I told that in the interview once. But he did say to me, boys, don't ever change the music. I'd already screwed that up. Yes, I did.
Well, so I got to open for Bill a couple times on a West Coast tour and ride the bus with him all the way from California all the way up through Oregon and stuff. And that was when I was first going out with him. And he kept telling me all the reasons that I'd picked the wrong Dillard. And the biggest reason was Douglas wore a nice hat.
Yeah. I miss Earl and all those guys. Well, we'll break it up here. I just want to let you know the man who introduced us here, he is a full-blood Hopi Indian. He's my manager, agent, PR guy. You ever remember a television show called Breaking Bad? He was the one who kick-started that off on the social media. That's his PR company. And I always tell this, you know, our farm that John used to visit in granted to us by Buchanan, President Buchanan, in 1865, that he had granted this. And I always say, because he had taken it away from them.
Which and he wants it back.
Yeah, and he wants it back. But I don't know if I said anything important or anything, but I wanted to be as true to what it was and not make it a fictional story or embellished by somebody who's trying to get a job as an editor for a newspaper.